bring everybody to an understanding that using and managing social media without an SMM is risky, non-productive, just simply not even worth it.
I'm Reggie. If you haven't heard myself, alongside me is Vitaly, and we've together spent almost a decade in the social media management software. And that journey has really allowed us to work very closely with a ton of different brands, marketing agencies, and we've gained a lot of insights into just their strategies, their challenges. And really the goal with today's episode is really to dive into the world of social media management tools, or SMM. The goal is really to kind of demystify the platforms. Why is this becoming essential to the modern marketing strategy? What distinguishes a tool from a high quality tool? And I guess ultimately, how are social media managers leveraging these tools for their own digital footprint? I've got Vitaly here with me. And I think really the first thing I'd like to kind of dive into, Vitaly, is at the beginning, we probably have a decent amount of listeners who are kind of new to this concept. Could you give us maybe a primer on what exactly a social media management tool is? Maybe the primary goal of a tool like that?
Yeah, absolutely. I do want to echo some of the things that you've mentioned. When we are working with our customers, responding to their questions, putting them through training, our customers today are obviously mostly brands and businesses who have good awareness of what SMM is about, what SMM does for their business, what sort of value it delivers. And we are mostly focused on explaining how to implement the strategies using our features, or perhaps identifying things that we don't quite do yet and then focusing on developing those. And that's kind of the process that we are constantly in. What we have perhaps overlooked to some extent is understanding that, realizing that there are folks out there who don't quite yet even know what SMM tools are for. Quite recently, a new hire have joined our team, and he brings wealth of enterprise software experience to the group. He's been in an industry for quite a while. He sold cloud. He's been in major software companies, well-versed in what companies need, big companies, small companies, marketing software, business software. And then we realized that he doesn't understand or even know, right, what SMM is about. So to him, this what we do was, on the one hand, kind of clear, but on the other hand, he didn't know. So that's kind of was the realization for us, is that there is quite a few business owners and business users who don't quite know what the SMMs are for and what they do. So that's sort of the, sorry to kind of maybe repeat part of what Reggie mentioned, but that's sort of the motivation for this call, is to kind of rehash what SMMs are, what options are out there, what are some of the reasons why businesses use them. Frankly, we want to kind of bring everybody to an understanding that using and managing social media without an SMM is risky, non-productive, just simply not even worth it.
I think maybe if we could start by just kind of breaking that down, right? Because you mentioned there are new people, just like the new hire that we brought to the team recently, who have no idea what it is. I know you kind of alluded to the fact that, like, hey, if you're not using an SMM tool to manage your socials, like, no good, right? So let's maybe dive into what's the point of an SMM tool. At its basis, what does it do?
Yeah, and I'll use an analogy, right? Tools that perhaps businesses totally understand now are tools like, let's say, CRM. What is a CRM to a business, right? CRM to a business is a system that collects and manages prospects and leads and all sorts of things that are part of that sort of process, right? You have people who are maybe calling and bringing leads, and you have teams that are then responsible for training them, and you have the onboarding teams, and you need the CRM, because without a CRM, what are you going to do? You have spreadsheets, or, I mean, it's not even possible. It's not feasible unless you have a couple of clients. So yeah. I think people kind of grasp the notion of a CRM and its an influence on their business and the importance of it. Same thing with SMM platform. Yes, the businesses are on social, and yes, it's possible to use social directly, right? You can go in, you can hire people, and they can go in and post on behalf of your company, create content. Even you can implement in-house processes where some Excel spreadsheets are floating around, getting approved for somebody to then press a button on Facebook or on Twitter to publish it. But obviously that's quite, first of all, it's quite manual, error prone. These are the kind of reasons, and those are the kind of features that an SMM platform will deliver. And in all fairness, Vista Social is not the only SMM platform on the market. They do kind of fall into different categories sometimes. and they are sometimes focused on different kind of a business, and we can kind of talk about that later in the conversation. But fundamentally, it's the idea that you want a platform that is sort of a proxy between you and the social media, whereby you can get the teams involved in a secure and safe manner where they can collaborate on content, they can respond to the conversations that your brand is facing, you can grab your analytics, all of which, like everything that I've just described, is totally possible by going individually to each of the networks for the most part. And yes, you can do that, but that's quite cumbersome, laborious. There's a lot of time wasting. And again, in a little while, we'll talk about that's also not very secure way of doing it.
And I was kind of looking back at some of the conversations that I've been having recently with just social media marketers that I've connected with on LinkedIn and previous clients that we've talked through. And really the common theme that I keep hearing when they're coming from using the built-in scheduling from Meta or from LinkedIn or whatever that might be, is quite often the limitations, right? Functionality limitations, general like inefficiencies with collaboration, things like that. I mean, I can really think very, very clearly. More recently, the ability to schedule an Instagram collab post, right? I think, I don't want to keep tooting our own horn, but Vista Social is probably one of the only tools right now to offer pre-scheduling your collab posts, and to even go in and think about the fact that Meta doesn't even have that within their native scheduler. So it kind of goes beyond that, right? The ability that social schedulers have to tie into these integrations across different networks. So I do want to talk a little bit about the inefficiencies there. Can we maybe start there? When we talk about somebody that's maybe listening in, they say, hey, I'm just fine with my spreadsheets, with my back and forth emails. Let's talk a little bit about maybe the sustainability behind that in today's kind of fast-paced landscape.
So I think you're absolutely right with the Facebook as an example. Yes, Facebook business manager is quite capable. You can assign roles and permissions to people, and you can even pre-schedule things. I don't remember if they've built approval workflow yet. Last I checked, they haven't. But again, if they have, please forgive me. But that's just Facebook, right?
Yeah.
So how about Twitter? How about YouTube? How about TikTok, right? So as a brand, the fact that one of the networks on which you have to be present does it well to a reasonable extent, I'm pretty sure that it doesn't do it all, doesn't have all the features that a business would need anyways. But now you have to have an environment where it's got to work across all platforms that you run. So it's like a Facebook business manager, but across all platforms, right? And that's kind of where the SMMs come in, right? Whereas some platform like TikTok, for example, or Pinterest, they haven't quite evolved yet to build out their business management features, and which would include delegation of roles and responsibilities. It would include workflow. It would include all sorts of collaboration, compliance things, security. Essentially, at this point, we are only seeing this with Facebook, right? All other platforms do not offer that. And if they don't, and you do have a task of being present on all these networks, and whether it's content, like you spoke about scheduling, whether it's making sure you respond to the conversation, or responding to reviews, or that you get those analytics, not just for Facebook, but also for Pinterest or for TikTok, right? So the inefficiencies to your question would be rooted in the fact that in order for you to do all that, you're going to have to be present on each one of those platforms individually. So you do need that central facility, sort of like a Facebook business manager, for those of you who know what that is, but something that works across everything. So that could be like a good analogy that's what an SMM platform will allow you to do, to be able to manage your presence, your profiles, your groups, and even personal profiles in some cases, from one single location.
And I would probably even say it's been really interesting over the last several months. There's almost this movement now among social media managers towards urging brands, you should not be hiring a social media manager to manage all 10 of your social networks, right? And so we're seeing these brands move towards creating teams of social media managers internally, or obviously agencies who are focused across the board on different networks. So when we talk about inefficiencies in collaboration, I think that's a big one too, as we start seeing this movement where we're now going to see 5, 6, 7 different people in an organization responsible for TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, X, I mean, you name it, Snapchat. And so let's talk a little bit about the inefficiencies in collaboration, because they obviously they're working, they're not siloed. They've got to come together. to some extent.
Right. And add to that, for the larger organizations, if they have multiple brands that they have to manage, that's multiple teams. That for the larger organization, that becomes even more of an issue, right? Because even more people are involved. Without a doubt, each team could be in need of collaboration. In some cases, it could be quite the opposite. Each team needs to be completely separated for legal reasons, for all sorts of other reasons. You may hire, let's say, a company who is really great at TikTok videos, but you're keeping them away from, let's say, your LinkedIn, which is maybe full of company updates and things like that. So I think the number of permutations on what's possible in terms of how this could get set up is to the point where you need an environment where all of those are going to be possible, right? So totally a collaboration and efficiencies that are related to that, both from how do you onboard a new employee? How do you ensure that a new contract or employee or team has access to the proper profiles, right? How do you, when the time is right, how do you kill that access, right? How do you prevent, you know, unfortunate things from happening, more or less, all sorts of things. So even more reasons, right? When you have teams, when you have both internal and external resources, when you go from, let's say, if you are a smaller company, what if you go from one agency to another agency? Like, where are your social profiles at that point? Are there somewhere in the business manager to which you've given, or in the Facebook manager, let's say TikTok, where you've given that password to that agency months ago when you were happy with them, and now with the time you want to walk away, but you're not in control of that any longer. Right? I think in this conversation, I think it's also sometimes important to qualify certain types of issues and types of problems with which businesses and what type of organizations would suffer or would experience that type of problem. And while certain problems are quite universal, I think they are felt differently and the pain of them is somewhat different depending on the organization. And I think we kind of need to hopefully try to speak to everybody today. Whereas, you know, are you an agency? Are you a small business? Are you an enterprise? I think all types of organizations need that product. And I think we're going to talk about some of the pricing and choices later. But these products aren't built just for some high-end enterprises that can afford to pay for this. All of these tools are built with packages available to pretty much for every level of an organization.
100%. And to that, I guess, if you're listening, right, and you're considering making a choice for an SMM tool, the idea is that this SMM tool should plug into your workflow, meaning it's going to be almost like an extension of your team. It's going to go from the ideation phase to the entire life cycle of a post, through collaboration, through approvals, through revisions, through to publishing, through to engaging with the audience, through to analyzing what you publish so that you can refocus your strategy in the future. And I know that, Vitaly, you were talking about onboarding access. And one of the things that's come up more recently, I mean, we have a customer that I've worked with over the last several months, specifically because we're talking about how this could be applicable to so many different industries. They're in a religious sector, right? Nonprofit religious sector. And in that specific industry, you see very often nonprofits where the transitions, right? Whoever's responsible for socials, maybe they're around for a year or two. And this obviously applies to tons of different industries where you see these marketing directors, marketing executives stick around for a couple of years. Where the problem lies is when somebody has the credentials for a specific profile, they leave. Now you're trying to figure out, oh my gosh, what's going on, right? Who has the login? Who's got the credential? Never mind the security behind sharing passwords to your Facebook, to your Twitter, to your X. Obviously with Meta, it makes it a little bit, let me say a little bit easier to be able to invite people and then revoke their access. When we talk about all these other networks, it's definitely a security concern, wouldn't we say, about just sharing of credentials?
I think for any organization that onboards the users, I'm pretty sure that perhaps the larger organizations have already built-in processes for what it takes to onboard a user, which gives that user access to an email in the company, access to all sorts of apps, you know, et cetera. And then they have the process of removing that user, removing that email, removing the access from the apps, you know, et cetera. So your social access to the social profile can and should be part of that onboarding and removal of the employee, just like everything else, right? So, you know, the user needs access to Facebook or the user is no longer employed now and the access needs to be removed. So all of that should flow pretty much like access to anything else that you might have in the company. I think, again, the idea of access and perhaps not appreciating the risks involved. I mean, perhaps there is this feeling that what's the big deal with just a Facebook page, right? What's the big deal with just a Twitter profile? And let's say perhaps that concern could maybe be sort of two-pronged. One is, hey, an accidental message could always be deleted, although I would argue that there are so many examples these days of how a single message just destroys careers and destroys companies and no apologies even help. But perhaps more importantly, the actual social profiles, they're valuable assets. If you invest years into building out your Instagram profile, your TikTok profile, and you have multiple teams building loyal audience and you have followers, that is a major asset for your organization that you can use for marketing. I mean, you've invested it. I mean, you've built it. Losing it is the terrible thing to go through. And unfortunately, if that happens, there is almost no way of getting back your profile. Like we've seen, again, even in our world, we see this happen, unfortunately, from time to time, where the users would be like, hey, help us, you know, help us get back into our TikTok profiles. I've used the social media manager, you know, and now we unfortunately, as good of contact that we have with networks, there is nothing we can do. And all that needed to have happened, right, is that instead of giving out that password to Twitter, instead of giving out that password to Facebook, you should have just added the profile through an SMM, given the user access, and the user never controls the actual social profile, and everything is just very, very plain, very simple, very safe.
That's a good point. And I guess one of the scary things that for our listeners is they hear about, hey, get to delegate access, planning, schedule, analysis. We talk about all those different things. The price point probably comes up often, but maybe let's hit a couple of things. The brands and the creators who are like, this sounds expensive. Can we talk through maybe price points, the whole spectrum of SMM tools? Obviously, there's a ton of tools out there.
And maybe SMM tools come in sort of two different flavors. One set of tools, perhaps where we fall into, we offer all the needed, all the necessary functionalities around managing your social, having the workflows in place, having access to every network under the sun, having ability to respond to the conversation, the analytics. So like every feature you would need to actually manage social. So these tools are generally quite affordable. Obviously, there are some outliers. I mean, there are some crazy companies that charge thousands of dollars for whatever reason. I think I'm not allowed to say a couple of names.
I would stay away from that. Good call.
yeah, for sure. But I think some of them really just take advantage of people. But mostly pricing is very much focused, very much is created or within these SMM tools with just a regular business in mind. Typically, it's not even $100. It's maybe somewhere in the range from about $30 to $100, maybe in that range for just like a small business just needing access. If you are an enterprise, typically if you have more profiles, and that's how typically prices are, is that the more profiles you manage, the slightly more expensive it gets. And then there is another family of tools that kind of focus more on monitoring and sentiment analysis and giving brands like much higher level of insights and analytics. And I think those tools, I don't know how quite they operate, because based on what I know, a lot of data is not for sale, as in you can't really buy data from Instagram, or maybe you can, and I just don't quite know where to buy it. Where is the market? Where is the buy button? I just don't know what that is. But presumably, if their business models are legit, they are able to get access, perhaps in an anonymized way, and allow you to run some really high-end analytics, like sentiment analytics, analytics around what the customers are asking for. So that stuff is more expensive, and typically it's done by a completely separate set of tools. But they all kind of, we all live in the same kind of like an SMM environment. And sometimes if you look at it and it says social media listening, and you think that it's kind of like social media management, typically you would get listening tools and a much weaker SMM offering. And what I mean by that, you might have an offering that only supports a handful of social media networks, or you might get a platform that just does the basic scheduling, but not the more sophisticated scheduling. I think for the businesses needing to have like a solid foundation in SMM, they need a true SMM. And the platforms, again, that support all networks, that support all the necessary scheduling and workflow features, support your ability to respond and manage the conversations, analytics, hopefully review management is also part of it, or some sort of reputation stuff, and tons of collaborations features. because that's really key to any successful marketing campaign.
100%. So anything else that I guess you would say for somebody who's looking for a tool? We talked a little bit about pricing, a little bit about why you would need that. I guess maybe what comes to mind is like what makes an SMM tool a great SMM tool?
Right. We've promised ourselves not to be biased and not to promote our product. So I think in the end, there are a number of fairly awesome SMM tools out there. And in all fairness, we compete and that makes us better. So I think competition is an awesome thing. I think you will find that certain tools are built perhaps more for individual creators, and they would be lacking on things like analytics, on things like workflow. You might find other tools that are maybe don't support all the social networks. So I think I would make a list of everything that you currently, all the networks you're currently present on. I would try to understand how important the analytics are for you. And maybe, Reggie, what we can do is maybe we can put a checklist underneath this video with some key questions to ask, first of all, yourself, but also as you review those tools, you know, that would be what you would use to understand which one is best for you.
Yeah, 100%, because really the idea is that it fits your needs, right? And that checklist would be super helpful. We'll make sure to add that to the show notes. I think from a perspective of conversation, we really kind of tackled a lot of the functionality around what they should be doing, right? What these tools are supposed to be solving for, the different price points in this industry. So hopefully this discussion Vitaly and I have had at least sparked some more curiosity for you to kind of start exploring these tools if you're not already. So how to kind of see how they'll help you to kind of transform your social efforts. Obviously, like Vitaly said, we're trying not to be biased, but hey, if you come across this as social and you decide you want to try it out, no harm, right? We will definitely not be annoyed or mad at you for doing something like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we can maybe then, we'll try to maybe come up with more topics around SMMs, for example. A big conversation could be had around security. And we've alluded to some of the potential challenges with it without the use of SMMs. And I think we can expand on it in another episode, both in terms of security issues without using an SMM and security issues that one could have even when using an SMM. So I think both of those are valid kind of subjects, and we'll try to perhaps cover them in the future episodes.
Yeah, and if you think of any other topics that you're listening, you think, hey, you know, I'd love you guys to cover this, whether it's SMM or SaaS, software, marketing, sales, whatever it is, drop a note. We'll have our socials listed in the show notes below or the description if you're watching this on YouTube. Definitely drop us a note. Let us know what you thought about this episode or anything else that you want us to cover. So thank you for listening to this conversation. We'll catch you in the next one.